classic business. Tax.
It was almost 1 week to go before the most important mini-budget. Don't we say that at every single mini-budget? Well, this one certainly has all the makings. Will we see the sort of strong reforms that will convince the ratings agencies that we are a country committed to arresting the economic slide? We know the country's tax collections are under serious strain. That was certainly one of the key messages to emerge from the tax indaba a couple of months ago. And it's also happened during a period where tax rates have actually been increasing. And this all before the most recent bout of load shedding. Patricia Williams, partner in the tax practice at Bowmans, is in studio to give us a brief preview of what we can expect next week. Patricia, how are you doing?
I'm well, thanks, Michael. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How big, I might be a little worse off after you answer this question, how big is the expected shortfall going to be?
Well, we can't say for certain right now, but most people are predicting something between 50 and 80 billion.
Oof, 50 and it is, you know, it seems to be rising with each passing day because the economy just hasn't been growing. And a lot of these estimates are based on some kind of growth that we just are unable to achieve at this stage. We know that the new SARS Commissioner, Edward Keyswet, has been working very hard at cleaning up inside SARS. Where do you think the big operational challenges are based on some of the interactions that you have with the receiver?
So as a starting point, I think that one of the major problems is not so much the operational issues at SARS, but the actual targets that are set. When you have targets set at more than 10%, you're expecting for this next financial year more than 10% growth over the 2018-2019 collections, and you start saying, like, with what kind of GDP would this be possible? The actual performance for 2018-2019 was 5.9% increase from the previous year, when nominal GDP was 4.8%, which is already showing good performance by SARS. So I think we're already seeing SARS starting to work really well, starting to make real dents in the problems of the past. And while people are expecting SARS to be coming off a very low base, they're saying, well, if Commissioner Tomoyani's SARS was really destroying the organization, surely it should be easy for SARS to perform well in comparison. But then they're forgetting the fact that we had all of those delayed refunds. I mean, more than on the very conservative estimates, more than 300 billion there, that you actually start having SARS delaying refunds to inflate their collections for the previous year. So for SARS to be able to grow collections in those circumstances is very, very good. So obviously SARS has got operational issues and they've asked for budget to try and fill vacant positions. But I think the real problem is simply the economy. If you don't have growth, you know, tax is supposed to be based on your profits and on your income, your taxable income as an individual. If money is not there, there's not much to tax.
Yeah, if you look at the debt to GDP ratio, it's all about that GDP, that denominator in the equation. We need to see growth in this economy. Patricia, wait right there. We just have to cross to Pusaletto for the news. And when we return, what you expect to see in the budget next week.
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 102.7 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Welcome back to the tax feature brought to you by Receipt Bank, the slip scanning app that makes invoicing easy. I've got Patricia Williams, partner in the tax practice at Bowmans, in studio, and we're talking about Tito's budget next week. A difficult balancing act. I said in my introduction, probably one of the most important that we've seen in the democratic era, because the market's going to be looking for signs here, concrete signs that we've got a government that's committed to the sorts of reforms that we need to see. What are you going to be looking out for, Patricia?
So there's four things we're looking for, and number one is actually not tax. Number one is Eskom. We need to know very clearly what's going to be happening with Eskom. I know at the moment we've got the bill being debated, but we need to know that real concrete steps will be taken and that the types of restrictions that are going to be placed on this funding will be tight and severe. What has been proposed so far has not been enough to meet international requirements, so we're looking for that as the number one priority. The second priority is state expenditure. We have to see very tightened expenditure. And apart from, I know they've sent out to national departments and provinces asking for a 5% cut next year and 6% and 7% in the next 2 years, but that's not enough. We need to signal very clearly on things like public office bearers' wage freezes. We need to know that that's where it's actually going to hurt people, tighten their own belts. If that's not done, it's not going to look good in the international market. Then the recognition that while we may have some tax increases, that taxpayers are not a bottomless pit of funding. We need all international investors to know that there'll be some kind of certainty and not escalating taxes out of control. So not huge tax increases, nothing that's going to scare off the investment funding we need so much.
Mm. If anything, Patricia, if haven't we reached a point, the Laffer curve as it's called, where increasing taxes just doesn't bring in the revenue that's it's expected to do?
It is looking like that. Of course, there are other theories about the Laffer curve, but it certainly, we haven't seen the kind of response we were expecting to see from tax increases so far. And for now, we need to know that these will be moderate and balanced.
And then what was your fourth?
So with private sector investment, we need to know that some kind of the private sector investment that's being proposed to merely have a minority interest in state-owned enterprises is highly problematic. If we're going to do it, we need to know that private sector will actually have real control over the privatization of certain sectors in the in national government.
Well, certainly falling short of that, and it will unfortunately be a fail for Tito. We'll see whether or not he can pass this test next week. Patricia Williams, a partner in the tax practice at Bowmans, thanks so much for your time. Tax season is indeed a stressful time for bookkeepers and accountants. Ensure that you're prepared ahead of time with Receipt Bank, and with Receipt Bank you can reduce the time it takes to collect and extract bookkeeping information from your clients' slips, invoices and bank statements. Differentiate your services, streamline your processes and maximize your revenue potential today. You can book a demo at receiptbank.com. Use the code RB20 to get 20% off your Receipt Bank subscription. T's and C's apply. No more tracing, no more paper and no more manual data entry.